96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And our Newsmaker 3 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation today. CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time 8:47. It is now Newsmaker 3 time today. We're pleased to have Rita Anderson with us to talk about the USD 252 Honor Flight Flags for Heroes program.
Rita, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, Ron. How are you? And good morning.
Yeah, and good morning. And Rita, thanks for taking some time to join us to talk about what we think is a very nice program offered through USD 252's Honor Flight program. And basically, Rita's going to kind of describe exactly what this is. It's called Flags for Heroes. And I mentioned it's part of the Honor Flight program. Rita, exactly how does Flags for Heroes work and who's eligible?
Okay, it works by getting a hold of me, and my phone number is 620-343-0729, and I like to meet with the people in person, and it's to honor a deceased veteran, and whether he be or he she be a World War II veteran or a Korean veteran and a Vietnam veteran, that for the World War II veteran, we can take a picture with the poster board that they will be holding and get it under the state that they're representing. And then the Korean poster board veteran, his would be taken over at the Korean memorial, and the Vietnam one would be taken at the Vietnam Wall.
Okay. Well, let's kind of back up here just a little bit. Again, as Rita mentioned, this is to honor a deceased veteran through the Flags for Heroes program, through the Honor Flight program. And for those who do not know what the Honor Flight is, this flag, this sends our veterans with one of the students from USD 252 to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials. Now, how this program works, set this up for us, Rita. You need pictures that can be taken by those on that trip that will then get the photo in front of a memorial, right? Exactly how does this work?
Okay, we have to have a digital copy of a 5x7 high-resolution picture of the deceased veteran in military uniform. And if that is not available, then a close-up picture of the veteran. And then it, in turn, oh, and this also costs $40 to get the poster board. And then CoHealth Signs is the ones that are fixing up these poster boards for everybody.
Okay. How did this idea come to be, and how soon do you need really all of the information here before the flight comes up?
Okay. This came to be last year. I was not in charge of it. Megan McGuire was. And it started from USD 252. And so they wanted to know if I wanted to be coordinator or whatever this year, and I said I'd be very honored to do it. And the deadline for this trip is we have to have the forms and the money or checks on Wednesday, April 12th, because I have to go over and turn it into Hartford High School.
Okay, so $40, and the deadline is April the 12th. This is the Flag for Heroes program, and this is for honoring a deceased veteran through this program, through the Honor Flight, USD 252. So you need to get those photos, a digital copy of a 5x7 high-resolution picture of the deceased veteran in military uniform. And then how does the picture work when they're in Washington, D.C., Rita? How does this end up?
Okay, they end up holding the poster board wherever the memorial is that they want. And then they will get back their picture and the poster board of their loved one whenever we get back, or when they get back from Washington, D.C. And if they want, they can send an email copy of their high-resolution picture to me, and I could give you my my email address, or and also they can contact Jane Kelly. She's a teacher over at Hartford High School.
I think Jane's number is 344-1740. And if,
yes.
And what's your email address, Rita?
Okay, it is Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N dot Mike Rita, the number 7, at gmail.com.
And we'll go ahead and post this on our website so people can access that. But what a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great program that is offered through USD 252 and the Honor Flight. It's Flags for Heroes. Anything else we need to mention here, Rita?
No, just that. If anybody wants to meet me in person and fill out an order form, just give me a call at the phone number I gave earlier, and I will be more than happy to meet them in town, meet them over at Hartford, or just wherever.
Well, thank you for all you're doing, Rita, and Rita's phone number again is 343-0729. And Rita, thanks for all you do. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Rita.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be in touch, Rita. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's Rita Anderson. Flags for Heroes. What a great program that is.
What a cool deal. And what a natural tie-in for the Honor Flight program out of Southern Lyon County. It's great to see that program continue to expand. And, yeah, the next flight's not that far away, to be flatly honest. So really cool to get this going.
Yeah. So, again, the deadline for the spring 2023 trip is April the 12th. Just a couple of weeks out.
Yep. $40.
Again, Rita's number is 343-0729. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell, CB Financial, feels the income is the outcome that matters. It's 854.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
This is Adam with Black Creek Diesel.